Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
There's really four guys that I'm not considering playing. Cam, TJ, Aaron, and DK. Everyone else is under consideration. They're preparing as if they're going to play. There are a lot of variables in it, who's playing for Carolina and things of that nature that might provide worthy competition. But as I sit here today, all healthy outside of the four that I mentioned are preparing and scheduled to play.
Well, slap my ass and call me Shrimp Man. I was stunned to hear that from Mike Tomlin yesterday. I had assumed that Mike Tomlin wasn't going to play anybody in preseason game number three. Now, we've had many conversations over the last few weeks. Who should play? Who shouldn't play? Why not? And you have said certain guys, you give them the say in whether or not they want to play. What do they need to ramp up for the season? You have also said, if you're going to play in a preseason game, the one that would make the most sense would be preseason game number three. I don't necessarily agree with point one. I do agree with point two, that if you're going to do it, it might as well be this game. Tomlin also said that it depends on who Carolina's going to play. Well, they ain't playing anybody. I don't get this, man. I really don't. He draws the line at Hayward, and there's a lot of Hayward stuff to get to today, and we will. He draws the line at Hayward, Watt, Rodgers, and Metcalf. I look at Jalen Ramsey as maybe the second most important Steeler this year. I think Aaron Rodgers is number one. I think Jalen Ramsey is number two. I don't think 12 snaps, if that, in a stadium that's going to be half empty, mostly with Steelers fans anyway, is going to help you get ready for the season in a way that a joint practice couldn't or the work that they've gotten in training camp couldn't. And I don't think that the juice is worth the squeeze. They've talked about this being a historic defense potentially this year. They weren't talking like that with Minkah Fitzpatrick last year. They've been talking about that since they got Ramsey. Ramsey's like their Troy. Not to say he'll be that guy, but relative to this team he is, I wouldn't play any of these guys, man.
I totally get what he's doing. He's making sure the guys are prepared to play regardless. I don't think that most of the guys are going to play that we haven't seen. I think that this is all a psychological deal. It's like, all right, I'm going to roll into the team meeting room on Monday, on Tuesday, on Wednesday. I'm going to talk to the media. It'll get regurgitated. Most of the guys will see it that I could possibly play in this game if I'm a starter. So I have to prepare to play in a football game. mindset. My mindset has to be, I'm going to play in this football game. And then he just pulls back at the last second. He's like, okay, like, you got ready. I saw you get ready. I know that this is what you needed. Because if you say that a guy's not playing, what's that week of practice going to look like?
I agree with that.
I think it's more psychological than actual doing. I don't think he's going to play a lot of the guys that didn't play the first two preseason games other than the guys he named.
I listened to the press conference twice. Once yesterday when the guys in the afternoon show played it, and then today. And Tomlin did give himself a couple of outs. One, we'll see who Carolina plays. And two, we'll see how guys look when they get to the stadium. I think you could be on to something here. Jalen Ramsey, you're going to go through all your preparation as if you're going to play in this football game. And then you're not going to play in the football game. But at least you got your routine down. I could see Tomlin definitely doing that. Aaron Rodgers isn't going to play in the preseason. If the Steelers have had a healthy quarterback going all the way back to before Mike Tomlin, that healthy number one quarterback has always played. Rodgers, the only one who's not going to. I think it's fair to say that this is a Rodgers decision. Mike Tomlin's philosophy has always been, if you're going to box, you got to spar. Kevin Colbert said that so many times it would make your ears bleed. Love you, Kevin. What's changed? I mean, Ben, at the end of his career, played. In his final season, he played.
What's changed is the amount of preseason games. So yes. If there was four, you probably would see Aaron Rodgers, because that's too many games to go by without not playing. If there was another week of preseason, I'm sure that he would have played at some point. That has changed, and I think it's to do with Aaron Rodgers' age. I don't think any other quarterback. What was Ben when he was?
Ben wasn't this old, but it was his final season. And what Tomlin said at the time was, Ben's got to play because it was a new offense.
That too.
It was Matt Canada's offense. This is a new offense for Rodgers. I'm okay with it. I'm not arguing Mike Tomlin's decision. I do just think it's a departure from his philosophy. And if I want to take a small topic and make it a big topic, if he gave Rodgers the decision, buddy, I think we're in for a pretty decent season here. Because Russell Wilson, while he is going to be in the Hall of Fame probably one day, he ain't an all-time great. Mm-hmm. Aaron Rodgers won a Super Bowl just like Russ, but he's won four MVPs. He's in a different pantheon than Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson, at the end of last year, got his responsibilities taken away. I don't think that's going to be the case for Rodgers. In fact, I think Rodgers is going to have a lot of say what he does on the football field. And I think this is probably example two of that. Example one was, you're waiting around forever for this guy to sign. Example two is this. If Rodgers really could give the okay, then I think Mike Tomlin is going to, and maybe I'm being overly optimistic here, I think he's transferred some of his power into number eight.
Yep, definitely. Definitely. I'm sure they had the discussion. I think they probably compromised, or not compromised, but probably saw the same vision of what they wanted to do with Aaron Rodgers and, you know, Mike Tomlin wanted to do with Aaron Rodgers in the preseason. But I do believe ever since that they wanted Aaron Rodgers, I think that it's apparent that you got to let Aaron Rodgers be Aaron Rodgers. I think that was right at the start. Like, I don't see that changing. I don't see that ever even being an issue. I don't even think that was probably even brought up. It's like, all right, we're going to sign Aaron Rodgers for him to be Aaron Rodgers. We're not going to mess with Aaron Rodgers at all.
It might not have been an explicitly stated thing.
I doubt it.
You're in here.
You're Aaron Rodgers.
You know we trust you.
Yeah.
You are putting faith in me, Mike Tomlin, and we're going to do this thing.
Yep.
Yeah, for sure. I think this underscores that, because you and I have hypothesized the entire time that was the case. This is an opportunity where I think the quarterback and the head coach probably disagree on this. And not that they're going to fight about it or anything like that, but I think the quarterback and the head coach disagree, and the head coach sort of genuflected at the altar of the quarterback. And I think you need that. The Steelers have been 10-7 in each of the last two seasons, have made the playoffs with not great rosters and certainly not good enough quarterback play. I don't always think it's been on the quarterback. We had a Kenny discussion yesterday. You got to take the diaper off. They never did that with Kenny. You got to let quarterbacks throw over the middle of the field. They just haven't done that since Ben left. They didn't do that Ben's final year because they didn't think he had his superpower, Shrimp Man. And so they didn't want him losing games. They were going to play defense. They were going to run the ball, and he was going to throw short intermediate routes and then the occasional deep ball down the sideline. If this offense is going to be better than league average, and I think it needs to be for them to have substantial growth this year, then you got to throw the ball over the middle of the field. And Tomlin's been loath to do that, loath to allow his offensive coordinators to do that. With Rodgers, he has to do that, has been elite at doing that. And if you're going to let him make the decision on whether or not to play in this game, I think you're going to let him make the decision where he throws the damn football.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no question.
So I think this is kind of a massive story there. But here's a question, too. Just hypothetically, let's say Jalen Ramsey plays in this game. Do you agree or disagree with that decision by Mike Tomlin? 412-928-9370. I don't think I'd let Sayamalu play. I don't know that he will. He was back in pads yesterday. I guess he has been. I mean, he was looking good according to the reports that I heard from guys who were at practice. I just think you got this far into the process, and they really haven't dealt with significant injuries. Highsmith's been banged up. Will Howard, but he's not going to affect your win-loss bottom line this year. Highsmith, Herbig a little bit, but he's okay.
Jonnu Smith a little bit.
Jonnu Smith a little bit early, and then you've dealt with Calvin Austin. All guys were at positions where you feel like you've got depth, all guys that you feel like you can work around. I think you're just playing with fire. And I look at Jalen McMillan and what happened to him in that last game, which the more I think about it, I don't think it's a dirty hit from Daryl Porter Jr.
No, what do you want him to do?
I think it was kind of reckless. But yeah, what are you going to do?
Oh,
you're going 100 miles an hour, guy goes up, and you're trying to make a play.
Right. Yeah. Knock the ball out. Like, I mean, that's a football play. He didn't lead with his head or anything. Then it wasn't a helmet to helmet. Like, what are we? Oh, man, I'm fired up about this. And I'm an offensive guy. I'm an offensive guy through and through. We are getting, if people are saying that was a dirty hit.
I'm saying it was reckless, not dirty.
A reckless hit? I mean, how far do we want to get from actually playing football? Like, I mean, what is he supposed to do? He wants to make a play. He's trying to make a team.
Well, you got to let him land, and then you pick him up, and you softly set him on
right,
the
exactly.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. But there's risks associated with play. That's the sport, right? And I think you live with those risks if you're a player trying to make the team, trying to make a team. If the games count, this game doesn't count. And the guys we're talking about, I mean, their spots are cemented. So I'd be careful.
Well, I really truly believe that it's going to be up to the player. I really truly believe that. And if this situation has any fruition to it, I do believe that it's going to be like, hey, Jalen, do you need 10 reps?
Right.
Do you need a quarter? What do you need to get ready for the season? I think that Mike Tomlin will have the conversation with a lot of the guys, and then I think he'll leave it up to himself with some of the other guys. I'm not sure who those are, but, like, I mean, like, I think he would have a conversation with Patrick Queen. I think he might even have a conversation with Jalen Warren. Do you need – Sayamalu, obviously. Do you need reps? Yes or no? Some of those guys might say yes. Like Jalen Warren, I could see saying yes. A guy doesn't even take his helmet off for the whole entire game. He'll probably be in there if it's up to him. Sayamalu, probably not.
You think he showers with a helmet on?
He doesn't take his helmet off, ever.
I could see Jalen Warren just driving down the parkway wearing his helmet.
Yeah.
Just a ball
buckled player. Up, too. Like, not even, like, chin straps unbuckled. Like, buckled up tight.
Probably got the mouth guard in.
Watch him one of these games on the sidelines whenever he's not in. He's just standing there. His face looks like it's just smashing his helmet. He wants to take his helmet off so bad, but he just doesn't. It's crazy. He'll sit on the bench and just be like that, right in his helmet, tight.
That's a football dude.
I know.
It's like, what's his face? Who's the never nude in Arrested Development? Like, he can never be naked, so he wears jean shorts in the shower. That's Jalen Warren, but with his helmet. And I imagine, too, he's not going 10-2 on the steering wheel. He's probably just got one hand on the wheel, and then the other hand's carrying a rock.
Yep.
Because he's had the fumbleitis. 412-928-9370. Should Jalen Warren, just as an example, play in this game? Should Jalen Ramsey play in this game? Mike Tomlin has only ruled four guys out. We'll see who among the unlisted play. What would you do if you were in Mike Tomlin's shoes? 412-928-9370. They're old too, man. And like, Jalen Ramsey ain't old, but we saw how they crumbled down the stretch these last couple of years. Any action I can save him from, I would. It's 10, 12 snaps. It's not a ton. But I'm trying to avoid, as Mike Tomlin would say, the bumps and bruises associated with play. What say you? 412-928-9370. Jalen McMillan, by the way, on the IR to start the year.
Yep.
So that's a huge bummer for that guy. I'd say buy some stock in Emeka Ebuka, though.
Yes.
My God.
He's good.
My God, is that guy good. And now he's going to have more of an opportunity. without McMillan out there. 412-928-9370. One more Steelers tie to that. Sterling Shepard, who could be a cut candidate, probably not going to get cut now because who knows how long McMillan's going to be out.
Or Garrett Green.
GG. I've never sounded more lame than when I just said the GG thing, have I?
Or whenever you said you had his jersey in your closet.
Texter, you guys should dress up as your superheroes for Halloween. Here, just one sec. Let me get changed. All right, I'm Shrimp Man. Coming up next, Mike Tomlin on why the secondary will play if the secondary does play. Your calls at 412-928-9370. I'm going to get a texter here. Texter thought they were going to get me. They say Crowley said Daryl Porter Jr. instead of Joey Porter Jr. No, it was Daryl Porter Jr. So eat that.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
There's a fine line between eager and need. But there's a collective component, a communication component, a coordination component to what they do. And if you get an opportunity to get some snaps versus some really capable people in the stadium, man, we'd appreciate it.
Mike Tomlin talking about why he'd play the secondary if he does play the secondary, but talked about the difference between needing to play those guys and being eager to play those guys. So, I mean, the more I hear these Tomlin comments, the more I think you are spot on right at the top of the show, Doran. Everyone's going to prepare as if they're going to play, and then a lot of these guys are probably going to be told you ain't going.
Yep.
He buried himself. He didn't bury himself in anywhere here. He left open that trap door where he can escape if he decides, hey, I'm not going to play these guys. I think that might be the way he's leaning.
Mm-hmm.
I hope that's the way he's leaning. If you were Mike Tomlin, would you play guys like Jalen Ramsey? Fan Morning Show Twitter poll brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. trustpj.com. You can tweet us. Brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Somebody texted in the last segment and said, Crowley, you're not the football coach. The football coach says they need to play, so you should listen to the football coach. Well, that's no fun. And what do you do when you go to a bar? Do you sit there and just agree with everything James Franklin did on a Saturday?
Right, right.
Oh, Pat Narduzzi made all the right calls. Ooh, Rich Rodriguez, everything he's done in his life has been correct. Ooh, Mike Tomlin, great job punting on third down. That's not fun. That's not what we do. Oh, coach said it. There's no radio show then.
Right.
Everything they do is so star-spangled awesome. We better agree with everything Tomlin's done, even though he hasn't won a playoff game in a decade. 412-928-9370. I think the offensive line will play again, with maybe the exception of Sayamalu.
Mm-hmm.
He left open the possibility Sayamalu would play. He also gave himself the out if Sayamalu doesn't play. But I'd like to see a little bit of push from that first-team offensive line in the running game. They've only ran it a handful of times
right.
That first-team offensive line. And I think they've shown in limited snaps that the pass protection is actually pretty good. You need to create some push in the running game. If you're going to be in there, that's what you want to see. And if they're going to be in there, that's because we haven't seen that yet.
Right, right. I could see the offensive line for sure. They still have a lot of work to do and still need to get on the same page. As I said yesterday, that's basically the only unit that needs to work together
yeah.
on a football field. So I could probably see that. I'm still leaning towards a lot of them not playing. I don't think that a lot of guys are going to play at all. But it'd be different if Carolina was playing their starters. Like, I just don't see any type of progression of getting towards – getting better if you're not going against ones versus ones.
Right.
So I don't.
Hey, maybe build some confidence. First team offensive line, open up some holes. Bang, bang, boom, boom.
Yeah, but see, like, that's why it's so weird to me, because the confidence probably gets lost because you have, 2.5 weeks before the season starts.
That's the other thing. Like, are you really, like, if you're playing 10 to 12 snaps, and that's all the first team offensive line played last time, that's why I keep referencing that. What's the value?
Mm-hmm.
Because now you're going on ice
right.
for 2.5 weeks or whatever it is. To the phones?
Yes.
Tractor in Pittsburgh at 412-928-9370. What up, Tractor?
Hey, guys. Happy hump day to you guys. On my way to New Jersey to drop another load. To answer the question, first
going
off,
to see
did
his
you
girlfriend,
see how...
Doran.
Hey, did y'all see how long Burrow played the other day? He was damn near until halftime. I'm like, they're going to get him killed. But
not only that, Tractor, they played him mostly with his first-team offensive line, but he took a couple of snaps yeah. with some backup guards in there, and he was playing with backup skill position guys, and he took 2 sacks. That's malpractice.
Malpractice. It's an urgency. They're tired of going 0-3, 1-4 every damn year. But I see pros and cons. Like Doran said, if they're not going to play their ones, I'm definitely okay with it. It doesn't prove nothing. A little confidence booster, that's probably it. Let's just get out of this damn game healthy and get ready for week one. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
All right, Tractor, safe travels to New Jersey. Yeah, the Joe Burrow thing. I get it. They've had bad starts. Like you have to weigh your team's individual circumstances, and you really can't think much about what other teams are doing around the league. But if I'm a Bengals fan and I'm watching Joe Burrow take his second sack, I am pooing my pants.
Yeah, I mean, you also have to protect your investment. Like, your investment is Joe Burrow. The reason why that you're any type of relevant every single year for the last, 5 years is because Joe Burrow. That was, and especially getting reps in with twos, like, I have no idea what they were trying to accomplish there.
Me neither. I'll tell you one thing I know for certain. If guys play, it's good for us on Friday.
Yeah, definitely.
We'll have more talking points on Friday if Jalen Ramsey and
yeah, but what if Jalen Ramsey goes in there and picks off? I mean, who's the backup? Andy Dalton. Who's their backup in Carolina that'll start? Like, I don't know. What if he picks him off? That means nothing.
I'm on it.
Means nothing. Is it Andy Dalton?
Look at you, Andrew W. Dalton. I have no idea what his middle name is. Texter, what's the over-under on how many times Crowley changes his prediction? Well, I had him at 7-10 with Rudolph. I said they'd go 11-6 with Rodgers, but then I changed it the other day to 10-7 with Rodgers.
Yes. You'll be back at 11-6 after the Jets game.
If they win, I'm going 12-5.
Right.
Texter, Tomlin talks like he's narrating a 1980s Radio Shack instruction manual. Are we done with Radio Shacks? Did that go?
Yeah, I think it's gone.
I think it went the way of Blockbuster.
Yeah. I can't tell you the last time I was in a Radio Shack. It had to have been over, what, 18 years ago?
Yeah. You used to be able to get anything in a Radio
right?
Shack.
Yeah.
Let's go to Gus in New Kensington. New Ken Gus. What up, Gus?
Hey, hey, what's up? Good morning to you guys. I think this whole organization is doing things different this year, starting from the top all the way down. Tomlin's been known for having this physical and a very rough camp and things like that. Maybe he's taking something different, you know, to try to get something better. We have all these elder players that's on our team that we're going to need in December and January. So maybe that's what's thinking behind just leaving guys off playing unnecessary games.
I'm with you, Gus. I was giving Tomlin compliments yesterday for not having played his biggest stars in the preseason. Like, he's seeing the forest through the trees. And I'm starting to think more and more that we've heard from him that he's probably not going to play all the guys that he's alluding to playing. I would be critical of him if he does. And if not, I'll see the bigger picture. Doesn't mean either one is the right call, but if he's doing this to preserve them for the stretch run eventually, because you try to keep as many reps off these guys as possible, I'd be all for it. Thank you for the call.
I mean, the reason why he had the training camps the way that they were before were because... Is he still on the line?
Yeah, he's still on the line.
Reason why they had training camps
before. I'm still here.
Before is because they had a bunch of they had a bunch of young players, and you have to set a tone. And especially whenever Mike Tomlin first came and became the Pittsburgh Steelers head coach, he needed to set a foundation of who he was as a head coach. Now you have all these older players that know how to do it. You don't really need to set a tone.
Right.
They are the tone setters.
Right.
And he loves that. He loves to have the tone setters. I mean, clearly now. There are some situations where you do need to figure some things out. And this screams to me, and I've said this for the last 2 weeks. You can believe it or not. You can trust Mike Tomlin. You can like Mike Tomlin. You cannot like him. You cannot trust him. This situation in preseason tells me that he is very comfortable with what he has seen in training camp.
Definitely.
That's what it tells me.
And that's what he said about Rodgers. He was asked about Rodgers in particular. He said, I'm very comfortable with what I see.
Yeah.
Yep.
Very, very comfortable with how everything has gone for the fact that it's like, all right, these guys don't need any type of game-like situations moving forward.
You want to take a stab at what Andy Dalton's middle name actually is?
William.
Starts with a G.
Oh, Gerald.
Andy Gerald Dalton is way better than his actual middle name, Gregory.
Yeah, I was going to say that.
You were saying it, my bad. Text is brought to you by Edgar Steiner & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. The Fan Morning Show is brought to you by our great friends at Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. You talk about tone setters. One was back in a full participant yesterday, Dorn, and I'm going to give the Steelers a ton of credit.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. today. Don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Cam participated individual period today. Do you anticipate him joining in team period?
He also participated in teamwork as well.
Mike Tomlin confirming that Cam Hayward is back. That Cam Hayward was not just in pads to stretch. Why can't I talk? Not just in pads to stretch. Not just working individual drills, but he is there and he is a full participant. Now, he was also asked, Mike Tomlin was, if that means there was a resolution, and he said you'd have to ask Cam. So then the media went up to Cam and said, hey, Cam, what happened? And Cam said, no comment. So we don't yet know what's gone on. Brooke Pryor of ESPN reporting that there is no new deal with Cam Hayward. So that's the information we can work off of right now. If that's the case, and the Steelers have not rolled money forward, and Cam is back practicing, and Cam's not going to miss games, even though I always felt like they should have extended that olive branch and moved a little bit of money forward because of how well he played last year and what he's meant to this organization, kudos to them for sticking to their guns and getting him to see that the team is bigger than the individual contract status. I think the Steelers can be criticized recently for bending over for some players. I mean, I think, and these are kind of different examples, but Melvin Ingram, like he complained his way out of town. James Harrison even did at the end. That list goes on and on. They have been seen as an organization externally as one that is soft towards players. They don't negotiate contracts with 2 years left on the deal. Doesn't seem like they did it with Boswell, and at least the information we've got right now, they didn't do it with Cam. So, hey, man. Good on him.
Yeah, I mean, the whole Boswell thing kind of tipped this all off, right? I mean, whenever Boswell was playing in that preseason game, you're like, oh, maybe he didn't get what he wanted. And probably Cam was like, yeah, I'm probably not going to get what I wanted. I'm sure that Art went to them and was like, look, guys, we're just not going to do it. So are you going to play? We're looking to try to win a championship this year. Like, we're not going to do it. We'll figure it out at some point. We'll see how this year goes, and we'll move forward from there, but we're not going to do it. So you either are going to play or you're going to get fined. I don't know. You know, like,
right.
And this is what it is.
And you're going to have to come back because you know we're not going to pay you in season. Two principles they've stood by forever. They're not going to negotiate contracts in season, and they're not going to negotiate contracts with 2 years left on the deal. They will give you a sweetener. They did it with Antonio Brown. That's the best they'll do. And at least to this point, they haven't done it with Cam. Now, two different angles. One, perhaps they have a handshake agreement with Cam. Hey, we're going to see what else is out there.
Yeah.
Roster cutdowns are coming up. We're not going to pay you until we see if we can improve the team. And if we can improve the team and there's no money left for you, sorry, Cam. That could be something that's going on here that's not been reported. The second thing is, if Cam Hayward has another All-Pro season, this absolutely is headed for divorce, though. If Cam Hayward performs this year like he did last year, he will have 1 year left on his deal at the end of the season. He is going to demand top of the market money.
Yep.
And they probably shouldn't give him top of the market money. He would deserve it based on what he had just accomplished in back-to-back seasons. But to give $30 million to a 38-year-old?
Seven.
37-year-old? Math, thank you. You can't do it. And he's going to demand that some team does that. So I could see this ending ugly if Cam Hayward performs the way he performed last year.
Yeah, and he'll probably sign somewhere else if he wants to play still. Somebody will pay him that. Well, I think they'll give him a one-year deal.
But yeah.
Significant.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't think the Steelers will pay him moving forward.
They would have to go year by year. They'd have to rip up the contract at the end of this season and go year by year. And if they wanted to pay him $30 million for a year, I think you could defend that. You can't go longer than a year, though.
Mm-mm.
And if you're Cam, I mean, how long do you want to play?
Right.
Because you probably don't want to sign a deal that's longer than a year either, because you'll wind up potentially back in the situation you're in right now. So I think if he holds up his end of the bargain, he's going to remind them of all this. Hey, you didn't roll my money forward. We negotiated in good faith, but I've been here forever, been a 10-time team captain. You didn't take care of me last year. Now I want to make top-of-the-line money now. It'd be bad business for the Steelers to pay him at the end of next season, a multi-year deal. It just can't happen. 412-928-9370. You could text us, tweet us, call us on that fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Again, 412-928-9370. The more I think about it, like I think the theory makes some sense that maybe they do have a little handshake agreement.
Mm-hmm.
Like, hey, Cam, listen, if we got like Terry McLaurin,
right,
we ain't going to be able to pay you.
Right. And I think Cam would be okay with that. It's like, all right, we're making the team better. This gives me the best chance to win or try to get to a Super Bowl.
I think that's probably what you verbalize even. You say, okay, I appreciate that. I'd love if you guys rolled money forward, but I signed a contract, and you got to try to make the team better. And I'm not going to stand in the way of you making the team better. Now, if you got money that you ain't spending,
all right, yeah,
well, why don't you make me feel good?
Yeah.
Yeah, I could see that. And the way that Cam was chummy with Tomlin at the 50-yard line prior to the preseason game, the way he was preseason game number one, basically never left Tomlin's side. I don't think there's hurt feelings.
No.
I think the Steelers were probably a little bit annoyed, and that's why this all got out. I don't think anybody in the organization now all of a sudden doesn't respect Cam.
No.
And Cam, in his press conference, he labored through that sucker because he's got respect for the organization. He mentioned Omar, he mentioned Tomlin, he mentioned Art Rooney II. It almost sounded like it pained him to have to go publicly out in front of the media and talk about that. Texter, 412-928-9370. Please tell me his little bro is gone. Why do people hate Connor Hayward?
No idea.
He's better than TJ Watt's brother was.
Right.
In Pittsburgh.
Yeah, and just innocent bystander, I guess.
He's just catching strays, dude.
Yep.
He's catching strays.
For no reason.
He converted a fourth down in that game.
Yeah, he did.
Which that actually annoyed me. Not because it was him, but because it's fourth and one. Run the ball.
Yeah.
Let's see if you can run the damn ball. And they throw it sideways for half a yard. I don't think he actually got it, but hey, I wasn't there to measure the thing. 412-928-9370. Your thoughts on this possibly resolved now Cam Hayward situation. Top of the hour, we're going to hear more from Cam, as Cam had Aaron Rodgers on his podcast, and there was an uncomfortable moment that we're going to break down. Coming up next, special visitor at Steelers camp, and your reaction to what could be a book closed on a Cam Hayward contract dispute. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, that Route 19 in Peters Township. Coming up in about 10 minutes, Cam Hayward and Aaron Rodgers burying the hatchet about Cam's comments prior to Rodgers signing. You either want to be a Pittsburgh Steeler or you don't. It was awkward. It was funny. Were feelings hurt? We'll get into that drama coming up at the top of the next hour. Much to get into over the course of the show. You heard Linkin Park coming back there. Linkin Park was at Steelers practice yesterday, Dorn.
Oh, that's right.
Except Chester Bennington is dead.
That's right.
And has been for a little while now. I was a huge Linkin Park fan growing up.
They were good. They were good. That was our era, yes.
Oh.
Big time.
And then Jay-Z would do stuff with them, too.
Yep.
Now, the Browns had the guy from Law & Order at their practice
yesterday. I saw that.
What's a bigger visit? The dude from Law & Order or the dudes and the lady now from Linkin Park?
Linkin Park.
I thought so, too.
Linkin Park.
I saw Brooke Pryor tweet out that she was more excited. She would have been more excited about the Law & Order guy.
Well, that's her preference.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Were you ever a Law & Order guy?
No, never.
My dad, oh, my God. He just, anytime I walk into his house, Law & Order's on.
Really?
Anytime. Anytime. He used to watch that Criminal Minds show, too, about all the
serial
killers.
I don't know if I've ever seen an episode of Law & Order.
I used to love the old version with, like, oh, I don't want to say the wrong name here. Sam Waterston, I think. It was really good. But they've made, like, 8,000 episodes.
There's a lot.
A lot. And then you got all the different offshoots of Law & Order.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's just, yeah, it's too much.
Never really watched it, no. Mm-mm.
But Brooke Pryor, a fan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
CSI, I watched that a couple times.
There's a bunch of those, too. You got right. CSI Miami.
I get those mixed up.
Yeah, they're, I think, fairly similar.
Similar? Okay.
Yeah. What would be the strangest CSI they could do? Because I think they've done, like, CSI New York, CSI Chicago, CSI Miami.
Pittsburgh.
You could do CSI Pittsburgh. That show, The Pit's good. Have you seen that?
I heard that is really good. I have not.
I hate doctor dramas because I then think I have everything. But, I mean, I was locked from start to finish.
I heard it's very, very good.
Absolutely riveting television. It is out-flipping standing. Also outstanding, I saw a video of Pat Narduzzi at practice yesterday. He had that long pole with the pad on a stick trying to force fumbles.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like something you would throw on the court at a WNBA game. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, my God.
What happened?
What are you talking about?
He's got a long pole on a stick.
No, the WNBA thing. What do you mean?
Oh, there are people throwing sex toys on the court at WNBA games. Yeah. You didn't know about that?
No.
Harry, did you know about the sex toys being thrown on the court at WNBA games?
Yeah, I heard something about that.
I thought they were throwing shrimp.
Some big shrimp, man.
Prawns. Prawn tiger shrimp.
All right. Coming up next, Cam apologizes, kind of, to Aaron Rodgers for saying, hey, if you want to be a Pittsburgh Steeler, be a Pittsburgh Steeler. That's my pitch. We'll get to that next. Also, Aaron Rodgers, I thought, said something noteworthy on Cam Hayward's podcast that I haven't heard anybody else react to, and I think it's a massive deal. So we'll get to that as well. First, Fan Weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.